You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, and a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? What do we say as we get to this stage in the week? I normally say we're midweek, but we're not. We're a little bit closer to the end of the week. It is Wednesday, and we say WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. Happens to be the 5th of April. This is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you now, just about a minute after 7, right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Here on 89.3, of course, the smoothest place on your radio dial. Here's a birthday for today, if you want to go back to the year. Believe it or not, 1649. That's going back a while, isn't it? Elihu Yale was born on this day. He was a British merchant, philanthropist, governor of the British East India Company, and a benefactor of Collegiate School of Connecticut, which in 1718 was named Yale University, and this was in his honor.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
To you, and I walked all night, lost in the silent city lights, thinking of you, wondering will I lose my mind. After all, I'm excited that you're in my life again. After all, I'm delighted to be back where we began. I believe that you can fall in love with me again, and we'll both be standing tall. After all, all the way back when we started, there was a part of you that knew I was all that you wanted, but only shadows filled the room. I was lost. I believe that you can.
nice start with a great, great couple there, Michael Bublé together with Brian Adams, and that was called After All. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and what do we have for you today? I know we're getting close to the Easter weekend, but he's with us this morning. Andreas is coming in to have a look at what's on at the movies for this week. He's been to see a movie called Dungeons and Dragons, I believe, so he'll be chatting to us about that. Usual bits and pieces, of course, as we go right through until 10. That's The Cause and Irresistible. And by the way, that's a very successful, it's a family band. Yep, they're all in the family, believe it or not. The Cause, and by the way, very, very successful. I mean, they've released 7 studio albums and numerous singles as well, which have reached platinum in many countries and have sold 40 million albums worldwide. Their album, Talk on Corners, that was their most successful album to date, reached a multi-platinum status in Australia. And in the UK, it was the highest-selling album of the year. The band is one of the only of a handful of acts who have had or held the top 2 positions simultaneously in the UK album charts, with Talk on Corners at number 1 and Not Forgotten, that was at number 2. How incredible is that? Didn't they do well? This is Mud. Title of the track is Tiger Feet. Tiger Feet from the band Mud. Have you got mud on your feet? If you have, well, there's only one thing to do, really. Get in the shower and wash it off. Time on the Breakfast Show, yep, it is 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. In the shower this morning.
My eyes are aching, my body, I'm all strong, and now I feel so wild. matter of fact, at the drop of my hat, your mama's a bride.
And there we go, yes, Sight for Sore Eyes, and that was the band M People there. Right, time 19 after 7, out you get. There we go. Have a safe journey to wherever it is you're going this morning. I know a lot of you are already well on your way, so just sit back and relax, and I'll try and keep you company and keep you happy for the next 2 hours and 40 minutes, approximately. M People, by the way, English dance and music band. They were formed back in 1990. Achieved quite a bit of success throughout the 1990s. And by the way, the name M People, that's taken from the first letter of the first name of band members, a guy called Mike Pickering, who formed the group. In December 2016, Billboard magazine ranked them as the 83rd most successful dance act of all time. And M People have sold over 11 million records worldwide. This is Post Malone. Don't forget Andreas in the second hour today, 8 o'clock hour. We're talking about Dungeons and Dragons, the movie. So look forward to that.
Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I need a lover to keep me sane. Pull me from hell, bring me back again. Play me the classics, something romantic. Giving my all when I don't even have it. I always dreamed of a solemn face. Someone who feels like a holiday. But now I'm in pieces, barely believing. Starting to think that I've lost all feeling. You came out the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life. Maybe I'll keep it, and maybe we can play house for the weekend. We came at the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I'll tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back.
There we go, two in a row. This last one comes from Troy Sivan. I really quite like his music, and that's Angel Baby. And before that, I mentioned Post Malone, and that was called Circles. Take us to the bottom of the hour. We'll take a look at some of the international news. This is Dave Berry.
I know all there is to know about the crying. At my share of the crying game. First there are dissenters, then there are signs, and then before you know where you are, you're saying goodbye. One day soon I'm gonna tell the moon about the crying game. And if he knows, maybe he'll explain. Why there are heartaches,
we go, take a little trip back in time. Dave Berry and the Crying Game, released in July of 1964, and it reached number 5 on the UK singles chart back then. The song was also covered by Boy George, and that reached number 15 on the US Billboard Hot 100, number 1 in Canada. That was in 1992. There's been versions by Dave Berry, Kate Robbins, Boy George. They've been used in the film titled after the song, The Crying Game. That was, if I remember, that was directed by Neil Jordan. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPty. At HRBlockPty. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed, and we're exactly 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're going to take a look at some of the international news and some of the happenings in the world of business for this morning. It is, by the way, the 5th of April. Former President Donald Trump was charged on Tuesday with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in a historic case over allegations that he orchestrated hush money payments to two women before the 2016 U.S. election to suppress publication of their sexual encounters with him. Prosecutors in Manhattan accused Trump, the first sitting or former U.S. president, to face criminal charges of trying to conceal a violation of election laws during his successful 2016 campaign. Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in force before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers, drawing condemnation from Arab countries and a furious reaction to the occupied West Bank and cross-border strikes in Gaza. The incident during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and on the eve of the Jewish Passover came amid fears that tensions built up during a year of escalating Israeli-Palestinian violence could be unleashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. More than a year into Russia's full-scale invasion, Alex, a translator with no prior military experience, was advancing through forest with rifle raised, training to ambush enemy forces in one of Ukraine's newest military units. Border of Steel is one of 8 new storm brigades, totaling 40,000 soldiers that Ukraine wants to use during a counter-offensive against Russian occupiers in coming weeks or months. French President Emmanuel Macron said that Europe must resist eroding trade and diplomatic ties with China as he arrived for a state visit on Wednesday, seeking to refute any sense that there was an inescapable spiral of tension between Beijing and the West. Shortly after touching down, ahead of EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen, who is joining him on the three-day trip, Macron said that maintaining dialogue with China was key given its close relations to Russia, which is waging a war in Ukraine. And French President Emmanuel Macron and US President Joe Biden agreed in a telephone call ahead of a visit to Beijing by Macron to engage China to hasten the end of the war in Ukraine, the Elysee Palace said on Wednesday. The two leaders have mentioned their joint willingness to engage China to accelerate the end of the war in Ukraine and take part in building sustainable peace in the region, Macron's office said in a statement. And China is seriously concerned about Japanese export restrictions on chip manufacturing equipment and called on it to correct its wrong practice, the Chinese Commerce Ministry said on Tuesday. Now, China will take decisive measures to safeguard its rights and interests if Japan insists on obstructing the chip industry cooperation between the two countries, it said in a statement. Japan said last week that it would restrict exports of 23 types of semiconductor manufacturing equipment, aligning its technology trade controls with the US push to curb China's ability to make advanced chips. Looking at the world of business, world stock markets stumbled on Wednesday as signs that the economic output is weakening spurred caution, while a bigger-than-expected interest rate hike from New Zealand lifted the Kiwi dollar. Now, European stocks fell, with the broad stock 600 index pulling away from Tuesday's one-month highs. US equity futures dipped, and Japan's Nikkei fell 1.6% in its biggest one-day percentage fall since mid-March. MSCI's World Equity Index pulled further away from Tuesday's almost seven-week highs, while Asia's trade was thinned by holidays in Hong Kong and China. Weak US economic data this week has exacerbated recession worries, taking the edge off recent stock market gains. Data on Tuesday showed US job openings fell in February to the lowest level in almost 2 years, and data on Monday pointed to weakening US manufacturing activity. US March service sector activity data is due out later today. Oil prices were stable on Wednesday as the market weighed gloomy economic prospects against expectations of US crude inventory declines and plans by OPEC Plus producers to reduce output. Brent crude futures, they fell 22 cents or 0.26% to $84.72 a barrel. That was by 10:53 GMT today. West Texas Intermediate, US crude was down 20 cents or 0.25% to $80.51 a barrel. Germany's antitrust regulator has opened the door for measures to curb Apple after deciding that the US tech giant's market dominance makes it worthy of such measures, the body said in a statement on Wednesday. About 5,000 General Motor Co. salaried workers took buyouts to leave the company, putting the company well on the way to hitting a $2 billion cost-cutting target, the automaker chief financial officer said on Tuesday. GM shares were trading down 2.1% in afternoon trading, even though CFO Paul Jacobson said the demand for GM's trucks and SUVs remained strong in the United States. And they're not the only one with layoffs. So Walmart Inc. on Tuesday said that it expects about 65% of its stores to be serviced by automation by the end of its fiscal year 2026, just days after revealing plans to lay off more than 2,000 people at facilities that fulfill online orders. That's it. There's our look. That's our look for this Wednesday morning. Some of the international news and some of the business news here on this morning's breakfast show.
fake to you seem real, but I seem fake as everyone yet hypnotized by your fire. So long, Jimmy, so long, though you only stayed a moment, we all know that you're the one singing. So long, Jimmy, so long, sure we got for the experience, we missed you, now you're gone, we're just swimming in your soul, cause we all wish we wrote the song life goes on.
James Blunt and So Long Jimmy. And right, time on the Breakfast Show. We're 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it's time to say a couple of good mornings for this Wednesday morning. If you just joined us, very good morning. It is Wednesday. It is the 5th of April. Now, let's start off with Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning to them today. She was terrified. She says, talking about our earthquake. We did have a little bit of a shimmy yesterday, didn't we? because she was asking if everybody was okay. And she says, I'm terrified of earthquakes. Such a feeling of helplessness. Glad to hear you guys are all right. Now, she's taking the dogs to a doggy kennel this afternoon for an interview. You really think they're going to get a job? They work for the mafia, don't they? She said the owner requires two visits prior to allowing the dogs to stay at her facility, checking to see how they get along with other dogs and the staff, hoping our two don't misbehave. Why should they do anything different? I don't know. Have a shake, rattle and roll day. Well, I hope not. You asked if we could play Please Could You Play Joy to the World by Three Dog Night.
Oh,
to the world. It was a song that was written by Hoyt Axton, in fact, and made famous by that band, Three Dog Night. The song is also popularly known by its opening lyric, of course, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. A ribbit. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wishes everybody a wonderful Wednesday. WTW, she says, could you please play You Will Never Know from Imani? Of course we can. Anything for you. Here it is. Keep an eye on the time. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
It breaks my heart 'cause I know you're the one for me. Don't you feel sad? There never was a story, obviously. There'll never be. Reality, irony. You won't find out what has been killing me. Can't you see me? Can't you see?
Jerry D.
Must be some kind of man.
Understanding from Genesis. I was just taking a little rummage through some of Neil's stuff this morning. People born on this date, that is the 5th of April. Here's one for you. An actress, very famous actress, Bette Davis, born on this day, 1908 was the year. American actress who was highly regarded for her performances in a range of film genres and noted for her willingness to play unsympathetic characters. In 1999, she was placed second to Katharine Hepburn on the American Film Institute's list of the greatest female stars of all time. Davis Eyes from Kim Carnes. Couldn't play anything else really after that one. Right, the time on The Breakfast Show, we are just making our way up to the top of the hour. We're going to take a look at some of the items in the local news this morning. Also, at the beginning of the next hour, we will be checking in with Ingrid, our everyday story of country folk. We'll be looking at that, and also we're going to be looking at the movies as we're joined by Andreas this morning for our movie review.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
There we go. That is Bananarama on your own. I rather like that one. It's a sort of more melodic song, really, for Bananarama. I do love the sort of the quickie movies. Now, I tell you what, it is time. I'm going to do another quick piece of music, and then we'll check in with Ingrid.
I made up my mind that you're the girl I want to be mine. Yes, I'll listen to my story before you send me away. Please don't make me, baby, and you heard what I got to say. 'Cause I made up my mind. Yes, I did. I made up my mind that you're the girl I want to be mine. Oh yeah, no more chasing woman to be so mad with me. I just don't want nothing for you to treat me so easily. 'Cause I made up my mind.
Jerry, hey Gaz, how you doing? Well, the cicadas are a-cadin', and a weed whacker is a-whackin'. It's a kind of noisy morning already, can you imagine? Yep, everybody's up early, especially the cicadas. I remember 2 years ago when the 17-year cicada came up. It was enormous sound. They said that it tested about 100 decibels, and that don't get near it. It was like getting your ear close to a chainsaw, that's how loud it was. So they are popping up still, so these are not the 17 years ones. These are either late or early for the next unhibernation, as they call it. Well, today is Humpity Hump Dump Dump Wednesday. I'm hoping that it is good because we have a holiday weekend coming. Yeah, Good Friday and Easter Sunday coming. Everybody's going to hopefully get with their families and have a roast or a chicken or a fish or a turkey or a ham. I don't know what you're supposed to eat on Good Friday. Or on Easter Sunday. I just know that we always would get together in my family and we'd have like a potluck. Everyone would bring a different casserole or something in a pot, and we'd set it on the table and we'd all eat from it, and it was delicious. So let's see. Well, the flowers are changing colors a little bit. I have some, what are those called? Oh Lord, they're not hibiscus. Yeah, hydrangeas. I have some hydrangeas that I bought in Boquete that were blue initially, and now they're turning white. So I've got to do some research and find out what do they need. Do they need more coffee? Do they need more copper pennies? Because there's a reason that they turn colors based on the soil. White hydrangeas versus blue hydrangeas. It's all about the soil. So I got to look into that and figure that one out. Come here, Chelsea. Come say hello to Jerry and everybody. She's been a good little girl. We traveled to Coronado yesterday to get some tires for the cook's car, make sure everything's in good working order so that when we go to the city, we are ready to go and boom. No problems, no tires, no problems. Yes. All right. Well, you guys have yourself a wonderful, wacky Wednesday and humpity hump dump. We're almost there. Take care and back to you in the studio.
Her name is really quite simple. It's just Yola. That's Y-O-L-A. And the song is Dancing Away in Tears. And it is at that time on this morning's program to say a very good morning. He's, tell you what, he's in a good mood today. He's smiling. He's had a shave. I think it must be a body double or something. Good morning, Andreas.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
And see, look, you can tell, can't you, just by the connotation of his voice. Hello. Talk to the man into it.
It's funny that you say, like, I'm in a good mood. Normally when I come here, the one who is in a salty mood is Jerry D.
Have you ever wondered why?
No, fair enough.
Okay. You could tell everybody your news. You told
what
me.
What news?
You said you had good news.
Oh, yeah. Me and our, my colleagues, Arturo Montenegro and Andrew Barrientos, wrote a screenplay about, well, we wrote it about 4 years ago now, and we won Fondo di Cine.
Wonderful.
Yeah, on Tuesday they announced it, yeah.
Yeah?
So, we got a little bit of money to make that movie. We wrote.
No, the thing
and
is,
we have been rewriting you for didn't get
a little,
4 years.
You didn't get a little bit of money. You
a little
got
bit
a
of
sizable amount.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's you know, it's more than the legislator gets.
Believe
it or not.
Let's not use numbers, Jerry.
No, okay then. We won't use numbers. How much was it?
It was not enough. Funny enough.
No, the thing is,
yeah.
Do you have a choice? That if you don't make the movie, you just keep the money?
No.
Oh,
you need to, it is for the production.
So the money that
the Ministerio de Cultura gives you is for the
production. From the Ministerio de Cultura, so you actually haven't got your hands on the money yet.
Whoa.
You haven't touchy-feely.
No, I haven't. I haven't Scrooge McDucked.
No touchy-feely.
No.
Well, good luck with that one.
Yeah. No, man. We're exciting, and as you know...
I think it's wonderful.
Money brings more money, so hopefully
we will
get the budget we need.
Yeah.
Well, to make this film. Here we go.
Okay, guys, thank you. You can go now. By the way,
I got to give huge props to Arturo and Andri because they were the pilots in all this.
Oh, I'd imagine
they have been. They have been gnawing for a year now by themselves. I haven't even been a part of it for the last year because of the work. And they've been doing it by themselves, and they got it done.
So you don't get any. Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I guess so.
So they wrote it, and you just went along. And
No. The film has been written for quite a while now.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have tampered with it, so the judges would be more pleased, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. There you go.
You are happy with it. You are. Hang on, Yasmin. Mm-hmm. Yasmin. Mm-hmm. Is he happy today?
Oh yeah.
I mean, isn't this unusual?
Kind of.
It is, really.
There you go. Jazz.
I mean, Yasmin, let me ask you a question. He's been in here, he came in here to just, what, about...
Around 8, 5, yeah.
Yeah, around about 8 o'clock. Have you seen him on his cell phone yet?
Oh, no.
No, I know. I mean, I think I'm going to have a lie down.
There you go.
So,
this is the way I like to do this show. The thing is,
you never do.
The last 2 weeks, for some reason, the last 2 weeks, the moment I sit down...
Mm-hmm.
My work starts chatting me up because I gotta put out some fires, and I get stressed out. I gotta manage stuff.
If you did your work properly in the first place, would you still have to put fires out?
That's a great question, Jerry. Right. I don't want to get into that.
Anyway, it's great to have you with us. You're going to be talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Honor Among Thieves. Have you seen that one yet?
No.
There you go. Boom. One. I got one.
You got one.
I got one.
See? No wonder he's in a good mood today.
I got one.
He probably came in and says, have you seen this movie, Yasmin? She said no. He goes, yes.
I'm assuming, by the way, you have heard of this game.
Of course. I'm not completely stupid.
That's debatable.
I mean, I come from the country of St. George and the dragon.
What?
Yes, England. That's our patron saint, St. George.
Okay.
Who killed the dragon.
But you have played Dungeons & Dragons before? Were you a Dungeons & Dragons kid?
Come on. You want to know what year I was born in? I mean, we hadn't even finished digging the dungeons in those days.
Jesus, yeah. Jerry.
I was a grown-up adult when that came out.
I don't know. Maybe. I've heard of a lot of adults playing this game.
Let me just... But I have actually grown up at one time. Long time ago.
Super popular game, though.
Yes, I'm sure it was with young people.
I've never played it, though.
And you're asking if I played it.
I don't know. Maybe you were... Because it's a super specific kind of person that plays it.
So you played Dungeons & Dragons?
No, probably not.
Has Ian played Dungeons & Dragons?
I'm pretty sure Ian has. No?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Uh-huh.
You could ask him.
Mm-hmm. You see, she's very young. She hasn't played them, and you're asking me if I played them?
The thing is, there's super specific people
that play.
We still
had dragons when I was a kid. Real ones.
If I'm not mistaken, people keep playing this forever and ever. It's a super, role-playing game where people just play for hours on end, and they form groups. It's just a whole thing. I don't know. I don't know how to play it.
No. I do role-playing every day. I pretend I do.
Hey, calm down. It's a children's show.
I pretend I do a radio program.
There you go.
And one day I'll get it right. So, let's get into the movie.
Anyways, Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. Funny enough, not the first time they try to do a Dungeons & Dragons film.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, in the 90s they tried.
This is the first one because it sounds like it's a series. Type of repetition. Have they done one before?
They didn't one before, but it was a disaster. It was back in the 90s. This has nothing to do with that. This is a completely new film.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you have to go and watch the really bad 90s film. But anyways.
I've seen a few of those.
Regarding if you are going to have to, if it's going to become a series, it all depends on how much money it makes.
Of course.
How a business, it's a business, Jerry.
That's why it says Honor Among Thieves, isn't it?
Yeah, Honor Among Thieves. Hmm. So let's start.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, directed by John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. Mm-hmm. Interesting enough, these people wrote a movie called Horrible Bosses. Have you ever seen that comedy?
No.
Kevin Spacey?
No.
No. Anyways, funny movie. Mm. Comedians.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they tackle this fantasy, super fanatic people kind of movie, which is a big ask, and they made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, and Hugh Grant, one of your favorites.
Oh, Hugh Grant, yeah, I do quite like Hugh Grant.
You love Hugh Grant,
yeah.
By the way.
He speaks awfully well.
He looks like an... He seems like a really grumpy, curmudgeon guy.
Excuse me. Yes, man. What were we talking about a little bit earlier on when we started the program?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about grumpy or miserable people, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying other people. He assumes that this other person is like that, Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
This is good coming from you.
The thing is, Hugh Grant, I'm saying grumpy because I can't say the bad word I'm thinking, but... He's kind of mean. He's a meanie, man. Like, I don't know if you saw the Oscars, but he did an interview with a woman in the red carpet,
mm-hmm.
and she was trying to ask him questions. He was so dismissive. And then you're like, do you understand you're on TV and you're supposed to answer dumb questions?
He's British.
I don't know, man. It was.
He's British. Now, he may not have been properly introduced to the lady that was asking the questions.
By the way, a month later, it came out that he exploded on set of a movie and, like, attacked verbally a poor person in the back of the production. Like, he does seem like not the greatest hang in the world.
Have you never noticed me biting my lip here to stop myself?
I guess so. Yeah, you would get along. I really do think so. But anyway, Hugh Grant.
Okay.
I know, man.
All right. One of your favorites.
From the king of romantic comedies to kind of a horrible person.
But this is hearsay.
This is my perspective, my opinion.
Oh, right.
Okay, I don't know the man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was going through some stuff when this happened, but he does have a history of being kind of a...
If you look, will you just get on with it?
Fair enough. Yes, Hugh Grant. Anyways, give us the plot, Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. A charming thief.
Yeah.
A charming...
Not Hugh Grant. That's not Hugh Grant.
Oh, somebody else?
That's somebody else.
A charming thief and a band of unlikely adventurers embark on an epic quest to retrieve a lost relic. But things go dangerously awry when they run afoul of the wrong people. Well, that must be the wrong people.
Jerry, you got to prepare more for this plot. You stumbled on that one.
Right?
Yeah.
Should I do it again?
Unacceptable.
No, I won't do it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go.
No, I'm not going to do it again.
You're not...
No, I'm not going to do it again. Work it out.
Anyways, this is a movie I was pretty surprised by. By the way, I did say on the show
sounds that... Sounds like my kind of movie. Actually.
I think I did say on the show that I think it was going to be a surprise hit because
mm-hmm.
the trailer looked really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it is between a bunch of expectations, between Mario Brothers that has huge expectations,
mm-hmm.
Air, and Shazam. Like, movies that have huge expectations to make money, this movie... It has no expectations. People don't expect anything from it, and I think it was really well done, really well written, and quite fun. So let's start with positives. Incredibly charming and funny. This movie is incredibly charming and funny. Let's start right off the bat.
Okay.
Your kind of film. It is quick-witted. It is action-packed. The chemistry between all the characters is fantastic. Amazing. Great stuff. The main crew of thieves, led by Chris Pine... character Edgin have great chemistry, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
All actors fit their characters perfectly, except for one. We're gonna get into that later. A true quest film. I feel like you are a quest guy.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Yeah, you like a quest film.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that kind of film. They are thieves. They go hunting for relics, and when it goes awry, as you said during the plot, they need to save some people. So quite fun. Practical effects look fantastic. They are at a very different moments in the movie. They did use practical effects for some creatures and puppeteering, and that looked fantastic. I was real fan of that. Some really good fight sequences. Michelle Rodriguez's character, Holga, having the best. Michelle Rodriguez keeps getting better at the action set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
She is widely known for the Fast and the Furious films. She's one of the main characters in the Fast and Furious franchise. But you can tell she is game to do stunts, to do fight sequences, to get down and dirty for the film. And in this movie, no exception. She has amazing fight sequences. Mm-hmm. She carries a battle axe like nobody I've ever seen. Hooray for her. The film never takes itself too seriously, which is...
I like that kind of thing.
You know?
That's typically British,
yeah,
actually.
It's a movie in a fantasy land, kind of the medieval times kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It can't take itself too seriously. Like, it's not Game of Thrones here. Let's just have some fun. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
As all good stories, no matter the genre, it has an emotional core the audience can use to empathize and root for our heroes. This is key mm-hmm. in any film. You got to find the emotional arc of the characters or the story
mm-hmm.
for it to make
mm-hmm.
sense. No matter what genre, it's an action, horror, whatever. You need to understand or find a way for the audience to grasp
mm-hmm.
to these characters. But it's funny because I'm just reading a movie from the founder of Pixar. It's all about creativity and managing. And he says a lot that was the core of Pixar. Story is king.
Mm-hmm.
No
mm-hmm.
matter the technology, no matter the bells and whistles, the story needs to be grounded
mm-hmm.
and needs to have an emotional core.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Hugh Grant has perfected the bumbling idiot character, still plays really well. He's been known for years to do the whole Hugh Grant thing in from rom-coms to any other character he does. In this movie, it's still there, and he's still great at it. Like, he can pull off charming like nobody else. As you said, he's done for years. I don't know if that's his personality in real life, but he nails it in this movie. I really enjoyed his character.
You were slagging him off when he started.
As a person, not as an actor.
Oh, you know him.
Let me rephrase that. As I visualize or as I see him in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Scary and threatening villain. The villain is a wizard. She's super scary. They really do it well. I thought it had the right level of threatening for the film to have stakes, which is important. You need to feel these guys are going to lose. If you don't feel that, if you know from the bat it's going to have a happy ending no matter what and everybody's going to be super happy, you're not going to enjoy the movie. This has a threatening villain. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fan.
Okay.
Okay? Negatives.
Right.
Let's go negatives.
Yes.
Chloe Coleman as Kira, Edgen's daughter, is dreadful.
Oh.
Has zero chemistry with both Pine and Rodriguez. This is a talented actress. She's a young child. Mm-hmm. I think she's about 10, 12, around that. She has been cast in major things. She was in the very popular show Big Little Lies for HBO. And she was good at it. She's a pretty girl, but I never felt her love for her dad. I never felt her sadness when her dad left. Like it was never there. There's a moment in the movie where a main character dies,
mm-hmm.
and she's incredibly sad about it. And I couldn't buy it for a second. They're like, I don't know, man. And it was too sad. It was too bad. I didn't enjoy that. Regé Jean Page has a lot of presence in the marketing to be in the film 20 minutes. Like in the marketing of the movie, in the trailers, in the posters, and everything, in the interviews,
mm-hmm.
it seems like it is a crew of five actors, of five guys and
mm-hmm.
thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Regé, let me pronounce this again well. Regé Jean Page, I think it's pronounced, is not part of the main crew.
Mm-hmm.
He is a colleague. At one point in the movie, but I wanted to see him part of the camaraderie, part of the group, part of the chemistry, part of the wit, part of the back and forth. Not really happened for only 20 minutes, and I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The film's second act can drag on a little bit. The movie is over 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and I think they had a little bit of space to edit there. I think they could have edited and make it a nice 2 hours straight, or maybe a little less. There's room for editing in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the CGI is not the best.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I said, the practical effects look fantastic. There's a lot of moments. Obviously, it's a fantastic fantastic genre film, so there's a lot of special effects and wizardry and magic. Sometimes it works really well, sometimes it doesn't. But again, it's not a superhero film with a huge budget, I'm assuming, or that kind of budget. So they had to cut some corners, and you can tell. But hey, man, it doesn't matter. The film's still super fun.
Okay, so it's worth the trip to the cinema. Or
I agree.
Yeah.
You want to do some final comments right now?
No, we'll play a piece of music.
Yeah.
I don't want everybody to
because the final comments talks about that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll come back to that. This is Prince here on the Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3. Keep an eye on the time. We are 18 minutes before 9. Missed the news at 8? Don't forget, we got it again for you at the top of the hour.
Love come quick. Love come in a hurry. There are things in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick. Just as long as they hurt you. There are things
go. Thieves in the temple there from Prince on this morning's Breakfast Show. I thought a little bit of temple. I don't say temple and thieves. Thieves in the temple, and this one is...
I like when you go theme. I'm a big fan of theme picks.
Themes. I do my best.
You do the work, Jerry. You do the work.
That's why I'm on radio, not TV.
That's why you win the big $1.
Not so much as you got then.
I got $1.
You got $1.
$1 to my name.
Quite rightly so.
Everything is in my wife's name.
No, split your money from your movie according to the work that you did. So you got $1.
Correct. That would be super fair.
I wouldn't knock it.
That would be super fair.
Anyway, let's have a look at those final comments.
Final comments, sir. Another clear example why movie theaters will live on, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dungeons & Dragons is great fun and probably would not be the same enjoyable experience watching at home.
Okay.
Obviously, its writer-directors crafted a well-rounded story with some very likable characters around an extremely popular role-playing game that has been around for decades.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great combo for a hit. That's all I'm saying. I think it's hit. I enjoyed it. I think it's going to make... Not going to break records at the box office.
No.
But it's going to make money.
But tell me, when you have a movie like this
that
comes out, and you've got movies like all these superhero movies or whatever, which seem to be the blockbusters now, do people still go to the cinema to see a movie like this?
That's what they're hoping for. Let's be honest. Last year's biggest movies were not superhero movies. It was Top Gun and Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
It was not superhero movies. So people do want spectacle. I think it doesn't matter if it's superhero or if it's an adventure quest kind of film like this one. They want spectacle. If you give them spectacle and you give them a reason to go to the movie theaters, because the experience will be different, I think people will get back to theaters.
It's only because, I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, we do in the old days, you know, I mean, I used to go to Saturday morning pictures when I was a little kid.
Well, a nickel? You paid a nickel to go into the...
Yeah, okay, sixpence, I think, or something like that. I always remember it was a Gaumont in Upminster. And they were also like black and white. And those are the days when, you know, you had a rocket sort of on strings going across the screen.
Exactly,
And the smoke going up.
Amen.
They were great.
Did you enjoy them?
Yeah, of course
I did. That's the thing.
I was a kid.
That's the thing. The movie theaters... Sometimes it's not about the movie itself, it's about the experience of going and watching
something. But when I was a kid, you didn't have the choices. You had TV, which was on for so many hours a day.
Yeah.
So you went to the movies. Movies was part of your life. I mean, that's where you went to watch a movie. Now, of course, you can hang on, you can go onto Netflix, you can watch whatever the hell you want. You can, you know, there's so much choice there. Is there enough for a movie like this to get people off their butts to go out and go to the cinema?
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too.
I hope so. Yeah. By the way, it's interesting enough because right now, let's be honest, this weekend, a big movie is going to come out that is going to take away the momentum Dungeons & Dragons had, okay? Which is Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers is a huge family movie for kids. It is it's a first movie they've ever done of this incredibly popular character. From everything people have heard and seen, the movie is really good, and that obviously brings more and more people. So it has an uphill battle to make money. But I believe there is room for everyone. You can go watch both. Also, another movie that's going to have a mountain to climb, Air. Air is a movie about people talking in rooms. It's about how Nike... signed Michael Jordan. That's what the movie is about.
Okay.
And it, by the way, it's getting rave reviews. It's written... hey, you laugh. But it's directed by Ben Affleck. It's starring Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. So it has stars.
I like Affleck.
And again, it's about Michael Jordan, which is how they invented the Air Jordan, which is the most popular shoe in the world. So again, the movie theaters are right now testing the waters. And seeing people are coming back.
Do you think I would go to the movies to watch how they signed Michael Jordan to do a pair of shoes?
I gotta be honest, maybe you're not the market for it, but I know a lot of people that are excited about this movie. To the point that...
That's the kind of thing I expect to see on Netflix.
But that's the thing. This movie is an Amazon film. Amazon made a decision of not putting it out in its streamer right away, but put it in movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be doing that. And Apple had just... They just made that decision about 2 weeks ago that they will be releasing their films first in theaters before their streaming service.
Oh, that's cool. So I just have to wait an extra couple of weeks.
Maybe a month, maybe two.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but hey, for a person like me, I can't wait a month or two to watch that movie. I'm super excited. I'm more excited about that one than any other movie it's come out. I think I mentioned that last time here. I am a huge fan of those kind of movies. Those are my favorite kind of films.
Yes, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you being a lady... And, I mean, shoes are your thing. Would you go and watch a pair of shoes made by Louis Vuitton?
No.
But would you watch the story of the company Louis Vuitton if it's well told? No? Not interested in that?
No, I'm not part of, you know, regular woman. I don't like fashion.
There you go.
So you don't care about that.
You got to find something new. You got to find her interest.
Going to the movies.
She
goes to the movies a lot, you know. By the way, be careful next time you go to the movies. Don't sit in the seat where it has Yasmin on
it has a plaque. Nice.
You see, Yasmin and I would... You know, I don't even think I'd watch it on Netflix, to be honest.
I think you would be missing out. You talk about adult films. You talk about where are the grown-up films? This is a grown-up film.
Well,
firstly,
I'm not into netball or whatever it is they play.
Basketball? Netball?
They play it in a girls' school in England.
Sure.
But, so firstly, that doesn't interest me.
Okay.
And Michael Jordan being everybody has their different views, their different things. It's just, I mean, I will go and watch a movie about Formula One, but a lot of people won't because it just doesn't know. Well, a load of cars just going around in a circle.
But here goes to one of my points during the review.
Mm.
You are making the movie about the creation of the Air Jordans. But what you gotta look at the movie is, oh, it's about a group of guys that are down on their luck, and they, by sure will, sign Michael Jordan to their company, and that takes a little company at that point, it was a little company, or at least an underdog, and makes it what it is today. That story, that through line, is just the human spirit. That is just an emotional core. That's where you enjoy the film. Not about it's Nike or it's Jordan. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
It's about that.
I'll take that point.
It's about perseverance.
I'll take that point.
Yeah.
It was a bit like the movie they made between, was it Mustang and Cobra or something?
Yeah. Matt Damon did as well. Ford versus Ferrari.
Thank you. That's it, yeah.
That movie was fantastic. I really loved that film. Mm. I think you did as well. You really enjoyed that movie. That movie is not about Ford versus Ferrari. It's about this guy just persevering and trying to beat.
Yeah, no, I see your point.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. Don't tell anybody. Oops, mic's on.
What about you? Have you been watching anything?
I haven't. I just haven't had time to sit down. I mean, I'd started watching something last night. Just watched the first episode, The Green Glove Gang.
I have no idea what that is.
On Netflix. There's these three sort of elderly ladies.
Okay.
They're thieves. And they robbed this, somebody's home.
But what is it, like a documentary or?
No. It's sort of like a mystery thing. It's only, I think, about season one, 8 episodes. But it's sort of quite fun because they robbed this and for some reason they hadn't disabled one of the cameras. And one of them has a tattoo on her arm. So this tattoo is now all over the news and everything else. So they've gone and put themselves in a care home.
Well, there you go.
To sort of get off the radar. And they sort of, they stole, the money from the safe and the owner is reporting, you know, oh, his the wife's diamond necklace has gone and $500,000 has gone. And these two women, what they said, did anybody take a necklace? They said, no. They said, how much money did we get? But it certainly wasn't that much money. So it's going to look as if it's going to be quite an interesting little story. They're quite funny.
Netflix, that?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Wow. That's the thing about algorithms.
Green Glove Gang. I think it's a foreign film, but it's dubbed into English.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
so. You know, by the way, I did check out, you were watching a show about a detective in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was Italian. It was an Italian show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you can't tell now. It's so clever. And, of course, that's even going to get better because they can now actually do these dubbings, changing the lip movements.
You think they're going to get to that? I don't think.
Oh, they've already got there. I mean,
yeah?
Science is already there. They've done it.
Okay.
So, I mean, they could literally take a politician and get him to say whatever they want.
The deep fakes.
I mean, it changes the way the lips move.
Scary.
So that you don't, because sometimes when you watch dub movies, you can tell that the lip movements are different from the,
it doesn't sit right by me when that happens. Getting kind of annoyed. By the way, I was going to ask, you got a day off, you got a long weekend, you have anything queued up on the list to watch?
No. Getting ready for holiday.
Getting ready for holiday?
Yeah.
What do you do to get ready?
Sort things out, find out what I'm going to wear. And
wow, and so it's a 3-day ordeal. Quite the wardrobe. 3 days to figure out what you're going to wear.
I don't have anything on my radar. I just sit down and I look and see what's coming out. There's one that they're advertising, which I'll probably watch.
Are you a murder mystery 2 kind of guy? That's Jasmine's jam.
Oh, yeah, no, I like murder mysteries. I like.
They did. They did
there's, there's an old English series. It's called
Murder, She Wrote.
No, Midsummer. Okay. Midsummer Murders or something.
Okay.
And it's a typical sort of country detective who has all this. I mean, this is a little village in the middle of the English countryside, and they have a murder about every month. You know,
never like, murder. But I think Luther has a movie on Netflix.
Yes, he does. I saw it. Yeah, it's yeah. Hit on
that's
here.
Your jam as well.
Little writing there. Luther, the Fallen Son, I think.
Yeah, there you go. You can watch that. Yeah. That's a nice movie.
Night Agent is the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks quite interesting.
It looks interesting. Mm-hmm. It does.
And they've got Murder Mystery 2.
That's for Jasmine. Jasmine's going to love that
and
film.
I haven't seen Murder Mystery 1, so I'm just looking that one up.
They are murder mysteries, but they're comedic. They're, mm-hmm. They are...
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, let me see. I mean, we're talking about... reality documentaries. They've got the Wacko American
Apocalypse. Oh, I watched that one. Uh-huh. I did watch that one.
Vatican Girl. They got one about Bernie Madoff.
I saw that one as well. By the way, Waco, do you remember Waco back in the '90s?
Yeah, of course I did. I was alive then.
Well, I was as well. But do you remember the raid in Waco? It's an interesting documentary. Heartbreaking a little bit, but yeah. Interesting documentary.
Look, it's nearly time for you to go.
Yeah.
You're in such a good mood today. It's been really nice.
I am. By the way, I don't know.
Yasmin, yeah. when you're doing the bookings, check if he's in a good mood before you put him in.
I'm sure Jasmine really, really searches for me on that one. She talks to my publicist to see if I can make it.
She said to me last night, she said, I'll let you know if Andreas is coming tomorrow.
But I sent it, this time I sent it last night, the review.
I know it's so unlike you because you haven't done that.
I normally send it like early in the morning, like five minutes before I come in.
Exactly. Yeah. Or you don't give it to me at all.
That is rare. I normally bring it. Mm. Lies.
So what are you doing over Easter?
I am going to the beach.
Oh, that's nice.
Going to the beach with family. I wonder if I'm going to have time to go to the movies. I'm hoping because there's two movies I really want to watch. But I'll let Jasmine know. I'll let your booking agent.
Wait, thank you very much. which beach are you going to?
Playa Blanca.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going there with a bunch of kids, so it's going to be... I don't know how much I'm going to rest.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
So you're driving?
I will be driving there, yes.
It won't be fun.
I do not like driving.
I can't remember the last time I drove over the bridge, to be honest. It's been that long.
I hate it. To be honest, the thing that bothers me the most is getting out of the city takes an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That is the thing that bothers me the most.
Mm-hmm. But that's normal every evening. I mean, we nearly, at one time, went over there to live in Panama Pacifico. And it just would not have worked.
It would not have worked. You would have no guests.
Well, there are an upside to it.
No. Jasmine would not be there.
No bookings.
No booking agent.
All right, ma'am. Look, you have a great Easter.
Take care, sir. All the best.
Orbin, we'll see you next week.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Movie review for this week with Andreas Clementi. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
You the other day, yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away. Oh, I was looking at you the other day, yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look. Making a big deal over nothing, over nothing.
other day.
Yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away. Oh, I was looking at you the other day.
The other day.
Yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away.
Maybe you're so beautiful, beautiful, it makes me insecure. Yeah,
I was looking at you the other day.
Yeah, the other day.
Yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away. Oh, I was looking at you the other day. Yeah, you used to look in my eyes, now you look away.
There we go, two in a row. Started off with Barry White, of course, You're the First, the Last, My Everything. And that takes us back to the year of 1974, October, in fact, of 1974. And followed on there, that is Stephen Puth, who was born 20 years after the release of Barry White's single. And there he was singing Look Away. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin soon, find out what she's got in store for the rest of her day. And also, I know for a fact, we do have a couple of people born on this day in music.
She tried to go to Spain.
entirely baseless rumors and insinuations that have been started by the press. I know where Miss Keeler is, or roughly where she is.
Nothing has been proved. That is Dusty Springfield there, together with the Pet Shop Boys. The song was written and produced by the Pet Shop Boys, and it was the second collaboration as well, by the way, with Dusty Springfield. This was following the What Have I Done to Deserve This? Nothing Has Been Proved was produced for the 1989 film Scandal, which is an account of the Profumo affair. Time-wise, we are just making our way down to 23 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. Special voice he had, George Michael, and a fantastic cover of Roxanne. Breakfast show time, 27 minutes at the moment, after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time to go back and say hello again to Yasmin.
Hello again.
Hello again. And what was yesterday like? I know you were just going to be working yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, just working.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear, sorry about that. But today you've got an event.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
But I don't know yet what is about it.
Because love it.
They just said, of course they mentioned the place, the hour and everything, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they brought on the flyer or in the invitation something about the story of how, do you know that phrase that talks about blonde girls are dumb?
Yes.
So they said,
yes, I know that.
They put like a little text about history, mm-hmm. about that phrase. And it says that it started in France in 1775.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's a long time ago. About 300 years ago. Yeah, 300 years ago. Good
and
grief.
We were talking about Rosalie Duté.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it didn't say anything else, so I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever you do, don't let them dye your hair.
Yeah, I was just thinking that I don't have hair.
You do have hair, but you have it cut short.
So I don't really know what I'm going to do there, mm-hmm. but and yeah.
Yeah, so...
But I bet it's going to be interesting.
So. I'll be interested to hear what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, but no, of course, there are plenty of dumb blonde jokes going around.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is all a fantasy, of course.
But we don't hear about that anymore. I mean, not that much. When I was young, I heard that much. Not now, I guess.
Times are changing. You can't say anything about anybody now.
Maybe.
You're discriminating against people with brunette hair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Oh, well, that's going to be interesting, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's hosting this?
Let me see. This is from Goodman. That's mm-hmm. an agency.
Mm-hmm.
And ProMark Music.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you tomorrow. Yeah.
And let me know if there's anything about grey hair or white hair. Beware. I know we got a couple of people today born in music, a couple of good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's start with Ronald White.
Okay.
He was born in 1939, American musician, singer with the Miracles,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1970 UK and US number one single with Smokey Robinson, The Tears of a Clown.
Mm-hmm.
White was also known for bringing Stevie Wonder to the attention of Motown Records and writing several hit singles for the Miracles.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, here's Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson, and the Miracles.
We
go, yeah. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Tears of a Clown. You hadn't heard that one before?
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, that was, well, 1970 it came out, wasn't it? 1970? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Singapore is where I was at the time.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, so, there we go. It's classic. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. What's your second one, yes?
The second one is Alan Clark. He was born in 1942, singer with British pop rock group The Hollies, who have scored over 30 top 40 hits, including Just One Look, Bus Stop, Carrie Ann, and later, He and Heavy, He's My Brother, and The Air That I Breathe.
Oh, I think we'll play a couple in a row, don't you?
Okay, good.
All right, starting off with Just One Look.
Just one look. We'll be right back.
in a row on The Breakfast Show. Just one look.
Oh, we've had that one, just one look. I'll do another one afterwards. But first of all, it's back to Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do three in a row. I only had two pieces of music. Oh, love it. Now, you've got an event there that we're just looking at that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Important one, good one.
Yes, because this month is Autism Month.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as every year, Fundación Soy Capaz is going to have their walk, the Autism Walk, that it's going to be at Parque Omar on April 15 at 7 a.m. And the donation is going to be $15. And that includes your T-shirt. It's a beautiful, colorful T-shirt that says Be Kind.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can enjoy the day with your family. Everybody's invited. And meet these beautiful people with autism. Remember, this foundation works just with adults with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But everybody's invited.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good cause.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so you're going off to your event soon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to shoot off and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what have we got tomorrow? Oh, do you know if Alex is coming tomorrow?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
I may not be able to make it because I know how busy he gets since it's just coming up for Easter. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Orbin will be able to join us, so we've got possibly talking tech. Look, yes, you enjoy your event.
Thank you very much.
And I've got another track here by the Hollies.
Mm-hmm.
And just showing, because that last one was one of my favourite ones, which was Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a really cool name for a cocktail, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
That'd be a really nice one. Anyway. So, right, this one is sort of showing, if you like, a little bit of the diversification of their music. It's one you mentioned called He Ain't Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
He's My Brother.
Not sure.
my brother.
Beautiful song. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. It was a ballad. It was written by Bobby Scott and Bobby Russell, originally recorded by Kelly Gordon in 1969, but the song did become a worldwide hit for the Hollies later that year, and also a hit for Neil Diamond as well in 1970. It's been recorded by many artists in subsequent years as well. Now, the Hollies version was released in 1988, and again, it was a major hit in the UK. Scott and Russell were introduced to each other by Johnny Mercer at a California nightclub, and although Russell sadly was dying of lymphoma, and the pair met only three times, they managed to collaborate on the song, and what a classic it is. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 8 minutes. No, we're not. We're 8 minutes. Yeah, 8 minutes before I have to go. But 13 minutes before the top of the hour. Right, let's get local. Gail Dannon here on the Breakfast Show from her new album.
I'm hoping I'll be back by fall. Leaving my sweater here, swear I won't disappear. Promise to write and stay in touch. Tell me you'll miss me just as much. 4,000 miles away, I wonder every day if it'll be the same. Like when we used to stay up till the morning, with salty air and nobody cares about looking picture perfect. Like when we used to stay by the ocean, now I'm not there, gotta confess. The fear of missing out is taking over me. I know that when I come back home, I'll have stories of my own.
I'll have stories of my own.
And I won't be part of yours. What makes it even worse is I keep reminiscing and I'm wishing it won't be the same. Like when we used to stay up till the morning, with salty hair and nobody cares about looking picture perfect. Like when we used to stay up by the ocean, now I'm not there, gotta confess. The fear of missing out is taking over.
I do like that. That's off of Yale Dannon's new single, Diary Girl. And the reason I've been playing that one more than the others, because to me personally, that one is demonstrating a little bit more of her capabilities. She's really good. It's a good album. And Yale Dannon there. So that's the one that I would pick to be a single off of the album. So there we go. Go onto your streaming, whoever it is you're using for streaming, etc., etc. And download your copy. Right. Now we're talking about the Hollies, weren't we? Another favourite group of mine. If we're looking at that period, this was the bands, the British Invasion. Of course, you've got the Beatles, you've got the Rolling Stones, you've got Jerry and the Pacemakers, you've got the Hollies, of course, and another group which I really liked that broke in on the scene at that time as well was the Kinks. And this is a cover of one of the Kinks' songs. It's Kathy Dennis, and it's her version of Waterloo Sunset. Kathy Dennis and her version of Waterloo Sunset, of course, as I mentioned, was initially released by the Kinks. That was back in the year 1967, and featured on their album as well, which was Something Else by the Kinks. Composed and produced by Kinks frontman Ray Davies, Waterloo Sunset is one of the band's best known and most acclaimed songs, and ranked as number 14 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. It was also their first single that was available in true stereo. And the record that reached number 2 on the British charts in 1967, around about the middle of the year, and it was a top 10 hit in Australia, New Zealand, and most of Europe as well. And Waterloo Sunset was also released as a single in North America, but failed to do anything. Lack of class, really. By the way, interviewed in May of 1967, Ray Davies stated that he wrote Waterloo Sunset having had the actual melody line in his head for two or three years. And he initially titled the song Liverpool Sunset, but scrapped the Liverpool theme after the release of the Beatles' song Penny Lane. There, a little bit of history. Well, that's it. Time for me to wander off and go and do something else for the rest of the day. And I got plenty of things I can get done today, actually. So big thanks this morning go out to Yasmin, of course, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, for doing all our work on social media and bookings and everything else. So big thanks to her. She's just gone off to her event this morning. Don't let them dye your hair blonde, all right? No matter how much they try. So Yas will tell us all about that tomorrow. Big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk there in the land of El Valle, living up there in a volcano. So thanks to Ingrid. Thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, getting all our background information, like all the birthday information, so on and so forth. The boys and girls at Grupo Garabra keep us up and running. Big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac. And last but not least, certainly not least, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to advertise? It's really quite simple. You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. And if you just want to know how cheap we are, just find out. Or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. But that's it. Please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, remember, tomorrow, by the way, it's not Friday, but it's our last day of our week for our long weekend. So whatever it is you're going to be doing, please do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you tomorrow at 7 o'clock and talking about you. From me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.